Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
When organizers of the 1939 New York World's Fair announced its World of Tomorrow theme, they sought innovative American companies to show off cutting-edge technology. Pittsburgh's own Westinghouse Electric was a natural fit. The company promised fairgoers a preview of the wonders of the electrical age, including brand new television technology and time-saving ironing machines and dishwashers. Their most popular presentation at the two-year fair included the world's first voice-activated robot,
Electro the Man.
Crowds gathered hour after hour to see the 7-foot-tall Electro walk, talk, count, and even smoke cigarettes alongside his trusty mechanical sidekick,
Sparkle the Wonder Dog.
Thousands of visitors flooded the Westinghouse Pavilion to catch a glimpse of the world's first official time capsule. Time capsule became a household phrase thanks to the exhibit's popularity. Buried 50 feet below the New York fairgrounds and designed to last 5,000 years, the Westinghouse time capsule contains a variety of everyday objects, such as a toothbrush, safety razor, and incandescent light bulb. 7.5 feet long and weighing 800 pounds, the torpedo-shaped container also preserved 22,000 pages of contemporary literature and news on microfilm. Only one exact duplicate was created, and it is now on display at the Heinz History Center. Visitors can peek inside the time capsule while standing next to life-size recreations of
Electro and Sparkle
as part of Pittsburgh, a tradition of innovation exhibition.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.